All right, I'll call the meeting to order, and good afternoon, everyone.
Hello.
And, hello. So our first item is approval of the minutes from the October 2nd meeting. Those are
I looked at them, and I'll make a motion to approve them. Doug.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Hi, Brad.
This is Matt. I'm an aye.
Okay, thanks. All right, then next up, we have the approval of the loans. And I'm just scrolling through my email here. We have just three loans, but it is a total of almost $9.3 million. Have these been approved for proper public purpose?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, they have.
Thank you.
This is Doug. I'll make a motion to approve them.
I'll second that. And then any discussion regarding the loans?
Well, I was just being silly a minute ago and talking about I didn't know that dump trucks cost $180,000, but I guess they do.
Yeah, well, if they got all the bells and whistles on them with the plow, they do.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Okay, any other discussion? Then all in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
This is Matt, I'll vote no.
Okay. Then we are on to item four. It's to update the other members of the board to ratify adjustments to the loan program interest rates. I've got to go scroll down to the attachment here because I don't remember the numbers right now.
We increased each category by 0.25%, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
That was across the board. All four categories went up by 0.25.
Yeah, what we did in doing so is we kept the ratio the same. I have to say that with the aggressiveness of the Fed in interest rate raising, it was kind of a close call between the three of us on the investment committee as to whether we needed to go to 0.5 instead of 0.25. But there's always room to go up again, and we're going to watch this closely. But the recommendation and the ratification request is for 0.25 on all four categories.
This is Doug. I don't think we have to vote on this. We never used to, but it looks like you want us to, so I'll make a motion to ratify the changes that were approved by the chair in the past.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
Any other discussion?
I'm okay with it.
Okay. Then all in favor, aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Matt.
Okay, thank you. Then on to item five, we have Jonathan, the Executive Secretary's report, please.
Yeah, and I've got Rich here in case there's some questions. As you know, the market's been pretty volatile lately, and we've been laying kind of low as the market went up above 26,000. When it dropped, 1,800 points in a week, 1,700 points in a week, Rich?
Yeah, that's in the ballpark, yeah.
We looked at that as a modest buying opportunity and resumed our acquisition of ETFs, high-quality dividend-paying ETFs, but still, again, at a slow rate. I think our total portfolio is on here right now of about $20 million. Am I correct, Rich?
We are with the – well, we last week, because the market dropped quite a bit, we took that as an opportunity and bought $3 million more in ETFs. And so now we're up to about $25
million. All right. I stand corrected. I was looking at the last week. So we're still on track. The dividend yield is pretty good. We're looking at an annual dividend from these ETFs of over $600,000. And we have a modest unrealized capital gain of about $333,000 as of the September 30th. That's probably up a little bit in the dividend, down a little bit in the value right now because of the drop. That's really all I have to report. We're not moving very aggressively in this market, as you can imagine.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Any future agenda items? All right, then I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Doug, I second the motion.
Oops, you beat me to it.
All right. Okay. then I think we've all indicated how we feel about adjourning. Everybody have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Same to you. Bye-bye.